had home-cooked Chinese food since Uncle Chin Ho came to visit.
I didn't know you had an Oriental...
You don't. It's a joke. Yeah.
Oh, hi, Mark. You're home early.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm back later. Hello, Min. Hello, my little Kanish. Hello, Min. Wish me bon voyage. Bonne chance.
Et bon appétit.
I'm on my way. I want to become a globetrotter.
Oh, you're too short and too pale.
No, I want to become a world traveler. I mean, I'm talking like jet setter, one of the beautiful people. I'm talking Terminal Gucci, daiquiris at dawn.
So that's what all those brochures are for, huh?
You bet your airfare. The world is my oyster, and I'm gonna pry that little sucker open, shell out a few clams, and go looking for my pearl.
Oh, yeah, and where are you gonna dig up enough clams to be able to travel?
I'll write a book entitled How to Make $6 Million in a Month. I know I'll have to read it eventually, but... Well, I've also got a plan. I'll sell spot remover. Here's how it works. Here's Spot, come here. Oh, man, look at the wonderful places I can go to, though. Visit Tibet and Dali with the Lama. Visit Moscow and see the future stars of the New York Ballet. Visit Encino, home of Rayon.
Why the sudden urge to travel?
Well, man, I'm reading the news, and you know there's bombing in Bombay. Hey, chaos in Colombia. Terrorism in Tehran. I want to see the world know what's left of it today.
That makes sense.
Boy, something smells real good.
Oh, when Remo gets here, we're going to have an authentic Chinese dinner.
Ah, no Peking. Well, Min, I know you're hungry, and I want to travel. Let's combine the two. Like, we'll go to China. I know this incredible kosher delicatessen in downtown Shanghai. It's called Hai Mee's. We'll go there and have Mugu Kreplak.
I'm afraid that still takes a little more money than you have, Mark.
You're right. I haven't got enough to make it to the couch. Well, I do, but I haven't got enough to get back.
You know, there are ways of traveling without spending too much money.
Well, tell us, Miss Consumer Advocate, lay a few on me.
Well, there are all sorts of clubs that give you discount rates, and in some situations, you can even work off your passage.
Yeah, I work my passage till it falls off. I imagine myself in a boat right now. I'll haul some keel. I'll batten down those hatches. I'll cheer up the stern. I'll drink some port and list to starboard.
I forgot the bamboo shoots.
Well, that's okay. Why don't I run down to the market and get some for you?
Tell you what, I'll go with you. I could use a little break from Marco Polo here. We'll be back in about 10 minutes, Marco.
Oh. How'd you know I was here?
I didn't.
Wow, no déjà vu.
Well, we're just going to run to the store for a minute, so dinner will be ready in about half an hour.
Remo, don't start without us.
Anna's Patriots ball now. Johnson handing off to Collins. Collins goes over the right side. He breaks.
Yo, Remo. No time for niceties now. I got 10 bucks in this football game, and I can't watch it at home.
All right, is your TV broken?
No, it's got a slight case of beer bottle in the picture tube. From yesterday's game. I got the guy coming tomorrow to de-schlitz it. You got any beer?
No, I guess I should just throw some wine. Remo, I've got a problem. I want to travel.
Yeah. Go!
That's easy for you to say, but how do you do it? How do you do it without airfare?
Run, you meatball, run!
I don't think so. I mean, China's a long way. I mean, if the distance doesn't get you, the tariffs will be shot.
Time out.
All right.
Come on.
All right, what I was trying to ask you is, how can you work and travel at the same time?
Do what I did. Join the Air Force.
The Air Force?
Yeah, they don't pay you very much, but you get to see everywhere.
They pay you? Oh, that's wonderful. I got to talk to them and join that club.
Yeah, you join up. The next thing you know, you're in the wild blue yonder.
Well, if they send you to L.A., you're in the wild brown yonder.
Touchdown!
Why are they spanking that guy?
They're not spanking him. They're patting him. That's like congratulations. You don't man stuff.
It's good.
Extra points, good. The Patriots are killing the Oilers.
Yeah, it serves the Oilers right for charging more than $1 for a gallon of gas.
Slogan. Air Force slogan. Do it in the clouds. No. I've got it! May the Air Force be with you. I've got to come up with a recruiting slogan.
Well, what was your old one?
Well, the brass just didn't like my old one.
What was it?
The Air Force isn't so bad.
You convinced me I want to join. Yeah, I want to walk on the wild side. I want to meet places and go people. I can see it all now. Playing tennis in Monaco, seeing Princess Grace going, "Is my sister here?" I'll goof off in Guam, all those things.
You sound like real officer material.
No, I don't want an officer, I just want an application form.
Application form? No. I'm not a recruiter, I'm a lieutenant in public relations.
Are they fun?
Recruiters. This is an Air Force base. The recruiting office is in downtown Boulder. Just bring them your birth certificate, driver's license, and your social security card.
Well, the only card I got was from a guy in downtown that said, "Live lady mud wrestling, call Lumpy."
Well, you gotta have those things, they're not gonna let you in.
Won't they let me in just to my personality? Well, I can do an audition piece for them. It's, this is Blanche Dubois from Streetcar Named Desire as Tonto.
I've always been accustomed to the kindness of rangers.
I'm afraid not.
Oh, I mean, you gotta let me in. I wanna travel. I wanna join the club. Please.
Sorry, rules are rules.
I know that. If you're gonna be so snooty, you're not gonna get any business.
Look, this is my lunch hour. Why don't you take a couple of these pamphlets and read up on the Air Force? But I'm telling you right now, they're not gonna let you in unless you have the right papers.
Even if I'm a hard worker, I'm also a nice guy.
That's it. The Air Force needs a few nice guys.
Boy, all I have to do is convince them that'd be a lot of fun on one of their Air Force trips.
I'm the Air Junior Bird.
I don't know. Hey. Oh. I know what I can do. I'll show them how good I look in one of their club costumes.
This is wonderful.
Oh, look, and it comes with a little disco bag, too.
Rusty the snowman, only darker. Yeah. You guys want some coffee?
You call that brown stuff coffee? Hey, you know, that green stuff we had for lunch today was worse than the green stuff we had last week.
Yeah, that's because last week it was Jell-O. Today it's meatloaf.
Well, at least we won't have to worry about mess hall tonight.
I wonder where they're sending us. Everything's so hush-hush.
Well, wherever it is, let's hope it's close to a McDonald's.
Give me five.
Hi there, jet-setters.
Chin shot!
You're right. No, there's too much tension as there is already now. Come on, let's relax. Let's relax. Send your shoulders down. Here we go. First of all, do a little of these going, whoa. Now let the shoulders go, let them go, let them go, relax. Bad energy out. There, now that we're relaxed, what's happening?
Oh, we're being mobilized, sir.
Oh, punctual me, I'm right on time.
Do you know where we're going, sir?
Well, I give up, where?
I think he's been at peace too long.
Well, I'm tired of being kept in the dark.
They never tell you anything, I hate that.
You know what I hate? I hate it's when you always got a little piece of popcorn and you eat it and it gets away and about. And you eat it, and all of a sudden your teeth stick together and go, "Hi, how are you?" And it gets way back, and it's like kind of like a little fur. And go, ah, ah, ah.
Excuse me, sir, if you don't mind my saying, may I suggest a little R&R?
Well, if you insist.
Tension!
No, relaxation. Once again, too much tension. Try a little yoga for the mandra. When you do the mandra, you're
lieutenant. The man said, "Ted, hut!
Oh, go! I can't hear you!"
Okay.
What's this? Your idea of a little joke?
No, my idea of a joke is this. This chicken walks into a bar.
What's your name?
Mork for Mork.
Wipe that smile off your face. I suggest, Lieutenant, from Mork, that you start acting more in keeping with the seriousness of this assignment. Okay, men. Truck will be here in 10 minutes. And you're all going on a little trip.
Where to, sir?
You'll find out soon enough.
But I can tell you this much. Some of us here tonight, it's going to be full of hardship, sacrifice, and great personal danger.
Not me. I'm going to sign up for tennis, golf, and scuba.
We're gonna make our dreams come true. Do it our way. Woo. Hi, Mork, is that you?
Let me check. Yep.
Well, I'm really enjoying this day off. I'm finally getting a chance to do all those little things I never have time to do.
Oh, you mean like cleaning the pool, waxing the dog, or washing a limo?
We can't afford a pool, a limo, or a dog.
You see how inflation's such a labor-saving device? Oh, men, men, men. You know, Oh, no, men, attacking the Jolson people. No, men! Oh, men! Oh, men, men, men! Men, I have you, men! Men, I have you, men!
Mark, don't touch me. It's just a facial to make me look better.
Bad news, men. I think it's kind of retroactive.
Well, it's supposed to make me look great.
Oh, men, I don't want you looking great. I'd like you looking back to your old self, really.
Thanks. So where have you been?
I want to join that travel club Remo told me about.
And what travel club?
USAF.
USAF?
You know, U period, S period, A period, F period, USAF.
You joined the United States Air Force?
Lieutenant for Mork here.
Oh, Lord.
Well, not officially, but I just tagged along on one of their trips.
I can't believe this, Mork. What do you mean you tagged along on one of their trips?
Well, I'm not supposed to tell you. It was all done on the Q-tip.
Mork, it's against the law to pose as a member of the military. You go to jail for that. Now, where did you go?
Well, I didn't want to tell anyone, and I can't blame him for trying to hush it up, because it was really a crummy place to vacation.
Can you just tell me where you went?
Some nuclear dump. About 30 miles out of town as the Geiger counts.
Well, why would you go there?
They said it was an accident, but when we got there, it was really kind of boring. I mean, I did see some guys playing a game, though. There are these 40 guys in lead suits trying to push this big cracked barrel with these long poles. I don't think anybody won, but when they finally got in this big lead room, they all ran outside like they had hornets in their pants.
Nuclear accident?
Yeah, something like that. Take care. No big deal, really. I mean, I just stood there for a couple of hours, and some people came and relieved me from my guard duty when I came home. Well, how was your day?
I don't know how you can be so casual about this, Mork. I mean, you must have misunderstood what was going on. I mean, there's so many safeguards against radiation leaks.
Man, I mean, it's no big deal. I mean, on Ork, whenever we have a nuclear accident, we just use Nukeaway.
Nukeaway?
Well, yeah, it comes in Pine Center, that exciting new fragrance, Fusion. I mean... It takes the worry out of being radioactive.
No, we don't have anything like Nukeaway here on Earth.
Well, then how do you get rid of telltale nuclear waste?
We don't!
Oh, come on, man. You can't tell me people with nuclear power don't have any way of disposing the waste. Now, come on. Hey, I mean, next thing you'll tell me is you're going to put it in cans, right?
We do.
You do? Yeah. You do? Whoa! We got to get out of here, man. Come on. We got to take a quick hike. We're going to take the next egg out. Don't worry about packing your clothes. We're getting some of your Fredericks of Venus. Come on, let's go.
Can't just leave. If what you say is true, there are thousands of people that can be in danger. I mean, we gotta tell somebody.
I'll tell you what, as we fly, I will drop some pamphlets say, trespassers beware or you go bald. Now, let's go.
I gotta notify the authorities.
Well, there's one minor hang-up with that, Min.
What?
Well, the Air Force is the authorities. See, it's kind of like Catch 44. It's like Catch 22, except twice as bad.
Well, we gotta tell somebody. I mean, the people have a right to know things like this. I mean, they just can't get away with covering this thing up.
Who's covering it up? I mean, Nixon's been gone for a long time.
I don't know. Probably the company that owns the dump.
Well, why would they want to cover it up?
Well, they usually say it's because they don't want people to panic.
Oh, I see. Well, they don't know it won't hurt them until it does.
I know. We'll go to the newspapers. Except they never believe us.
Well, you're a journalism student. What would you do?
Well, a good investigative reporter would get all the hard facts.
Well, can't we just get some soft facts and let them petrify?
Go back to that dump and we're going to get evidence. We'll take this tape recorder and we're going to talk to the men.
Hey, no chance, Lance. I can go in as an Air Force lieutenant and come out as a radioactive reserve.
It has to be reasonably safer. They wouldn't let people in there in the first place.
Yeah, but maybe we're just laboratory rats in uniform.
Well, I don't know, Mork, but somebody's got to do something. Goodbye, Mork.
No, sometimes we have to think of others rather than just ourselves.
Sometimes you have to think of others.
Let's see. Mork, mankind. It's way the action. Mankind. I gotta get my scales checked.
Men, I'm coming, men, I'm coming in.
All right. Well, if you glow, I'll glow.
Uniform.
Well, sometimes rank has privileges, but I think the supply sergeant was a little suspicious when I asked for a size 7 petite.
Hey, it's Lieutenant Fremork. Good to see you, sir. We weren't expecting to be relieved for another hour.
Hey, who's the guy?
Oh, it's just another dog-faced flyboy junior birdman.
Name's Airman McConnell, but you guys can call me Howard.
Hey, McConnell, what's wrong with your voice?
It's football injury.
You guys know anything more about that thing we're not supposed to know about?
Just what we knew before.
Oh, really? I kind of forgot. I had a football injury, too. Could you kind of tell me again, now, word by word?
You don't want to hear about that again. Hey, let me tell you about Angela, huh? You know, if they hadn't called this emergency, I'd be with her right now.
Hey, wait a minute. Who's Angela?
Here she is being crowned Miss Rocky Mountains.
Whoa. I can see why.
Yeah, well, I like them curvy. Say, how do you like them, Howard?
Oh, I like him intelligent.
Say, just how serious was that injury?
Don't worry about McConnell. He's got everything that a woman wants.
Yeah, well, listen, you guys. We're going to take our leave. See you later, all right?
See you guys, huh?
Hey, way to go, way to go.
What is this?
It's man stuff.
Well, I'll let it go this time, but just remember, I am a woman. Is my mustache on straight?
Am I supposed to go up and down?
No.
That's on right. All right, men. At least we passed the first test. They believe that you're a man.
Yeah, see, I told you the mustache would work better than steroids.
Well, what do we do now?
Well, we wait until somebody who knows something comes in, and then we get them to answer some questions into the tape recorder. Do you have it in a safe place?
Yeah, it's in my pocket.
Good. Do you think we're in any danger here?
Yeah, I don't know, but if my knee's knocking a lot, I'm going to look inside my pants and see who's there.
I bet you that's where they're keeping the leaking container. The recorder.
Oh, right in my hip pocket.
Why did you put it back there?
Hey, man, I'm just checking to make sure the area's secure.
How's the situation look, sir?
What's your name?
Airman McConnell, sir.
Are you new?
About 23 years old, sir.
Why don't any of our men defect?
Exactly how bad was the accident, sir?
Nothing to worry about. By the way, was your voice normal when you came here?
Sir, I think we have a right to know why the Air Force was called in, don't we, sir?
We were the closest military unit that was able to respond.
Respond to what, sir?
We were ordered in here to protect the public. You see, we store a lot of radioactive waste here. Now, most of these containers, well, they're just perfectly safe. However, some of them, well, you might as well keep in Tupperware. What are you doing?
I'm right behind you, sir, all the way.
Just how bad was the accident, sir?
Well, the problem is, atomic wastes have a half-life of 240,000 years. Now, fortunately, the spill was confined to a relatively small area. We're keeping the canister in question, that lead-filled room. It doesn't look like anybody's health's gonna be in jeopardy.
Well, when will we know for sure, sir?
1996.
Does this kind of thing happen often, sir?
Old disco injury, sir.
Okay, I'll tell. But this has got to be kept in the strictest confidence.
I'm all there, sir. Go ahead.
Remo, did you read about this radiation spill? It was only 30 miles from here.
Who cares? I've got real problems.
Oh, goodness, you are right. That apron just doesn't go with that tie. Why don't you just splash a little more gravy on the tie?
Hey, I got a $30 parking ticket I gotta beat.
Oh, I get it. You're gonna plead insanity.
No, I'm gonna try and impress the judge with what a nice guy I am when I brought him one of my special sandwiches.
Don't do it, Remo. He'll give you the chair.
Very funny.
Hi there, Big Apple Lights.
Mork, Mindy, did you guys see this incredible story?
No, what is it?
There was an accident at the nuclear dump, and the company somehow forgot to record it.
How'd they find out about it?
Someone sneaked in with a tape recorder and got proof. The newspaper got an anonymous tip.
Who from?
I don't know. Anyhow, because of the exposé, the government has agreed to put all that waste in new containers.
I wonder why they wouldn't take credit. I mean, they'd be heroes.
Well, there's no saying those who uncover a cover-up might get covered up themselves.
Or maybe the people that did it feel that the public's right to know is more important than being famous.
I bet there are a lot of people who would like to meet and thank the people who got that story.
Oh, shucks. They'd probably say it weren't nothing.
Hey, you two want some lunch?
Yeah, what do you have, Mork?
Why don't you make us a couple of hero sandwiches? Big ones.
Mork calling Orson. Come in, Orson. Mork calling Orson. Come in, Orson.
Mork calling Orson. Come in, Orson.
Hello, Mork. What's new?
Well, no, sir. It's what's nuke.
All right, Mork. What's nuke?
It's short for nuclear. See, this week, sir, I had a job guarding a leak at a nuclear dumping site.
Guarding it from whom, Mork?
Well, the people who live near the dump. It was very hush-hush.
Why was that?
Well, governments on Earth like to play a game. It's called I've Got a Secret. But when it comes time to tell the truth, it's let's make a deal.
Sounds like they don't want to burden the public with too much information.
But Orson, how can you prepare for the rain if you don't know what the weather forecast is? See, I believe people have the right to know everything that might affect their well-being.
Maybe there's a good reason, Mort. Isn't there an Earth saying that ignorance is bliss?
Oh, not in this case, sir. You see, it's a good thing to conserve energy, but it's a bad thing to keep people in the dark. Now, I have some specific information I'd like to relate. Oh. Until next week, Nanu, Nanu.